Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And I'm going to let Sochal introduce today's topic.
All right, students. Well, I was recently in Oklahoma on a trip, and
I'm so sorry.
Just kidding. Yes, I feel like, okay, there's a joke, a running joke, that Ohio is the worst state in America, and I don't know why.
No, Florida. Florida's the worst.
So many worse states, but like, Florida has Miami. Oklahoma has to be the worst state. I'm sorry, Oklahoma. I'm so sorry, Okies, but it's true. Like, it has to be the worst state, because Texas has like some cool cities like Dallas and Houston and Austin, and Latino culture, and Florida also has like Miami and Latino culture and a lot of Cubans, and like there's, and it's beautiful, like it has like so much beautiful nature. But Oklahoma, like, come on. I literally if any Oklahomans or people, students who are from Oklahoma are listening to this, like exchange students, first of all, I'm so sorry, but second of all, tell me something you like about Oklahoma, because I'm, you know, wondering. Anyway,
I like the shape of the state. I like how it has
the panhandle. It has a literal panhandle. Yes, yeah. That is cool about Oklahoma. Yeah. Anyway, I was at Oklahoma and I stopped to eat at a diner, and I was like, you know what? I bet our students may not be familiar with the concept of the difference between a diner, like an American diner, and a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And so I told Jack, like, let's make an episode about this. And so, Jack, what would you say is the difference between a diner and a restaurant?
Well, the biggest difference maybe when you walk in the door is at a diner, you just grab a seat. In a restaurant, you wait to be sat by somebody. You know what I mean? Like, it's more formal at a restaurant, and a diner is more informal, you know, kind of like it's almost like a cafeteria. They use that word here in Korea to describe like certain restaurants that are like, you know, cause I would just call everything a restaurant, and they would laugh when I called, this place called Kimbap Heaven, a restaurant, because they're like, that's not a restaurant, that's a cafeteria. And I think what they meant is like, it's a diner, you know, it's like it's cheap, it's cheaper, it's a fast order, you know, like a short order, you know, so they make it quick, and you kind of sit yourself, you grab your seat that you want to sit at, and you know, you drink your coffee, you know, you get the unlimited black coffee. There is a waitress, you know, that will come and take your order, but they're not going to be as, how can I say it?
Fancy, like professional.
Yeah, it's like these professional or night. Yeah, they're just going to be like, it's kind of a joke, but like, you know, in a restaurant, they'd be like, are you ready to order? You know, and in a diner, they say, you know, what are you having, honey? You know, something like that.
Yes, you know, that's literally exactly what it's like. Jack is right on the money about this. That's exactly what it's like. And they call you like honey and sweetheart. And diners, like, what kind of food do they serve, Jack?
Diners, you know, I think you can get like, it's a lot of like, I'm trying to think of BLT, you know, bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwiches, or you could probably get some pancakes, you know, flapjacks, some hash browns, a couple, you know, fried eggs. A chicken sandwich, a chicken salad sandwich, a piece of pie, you know, a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's just like it's very American, Americano, you know, like it's Americana.
Yes,
It's just,
Americana. Yeah, that's such a great way to phrase it. You can get like soda, sweet tea, or iced tea, black coffee. You can get like sugar and creamer for your coffee, but you're not going to order a latte at
Right.
a
No,
diner,
they're
you
gonna laugh at you. But
know?
you don't need to because there's gonna be these little cream packets, you know, like by your or cups, and you can just pour the cream into the into your black coffee and make a kind of a latte. There's sugar on the table. There's ketchup on the bottle of ketchup on the table. Probably
Mustard.
yeah, mustard. I mean, it's very like down to earth. It's earthy, you know, like it's not,
It is.
yeah, you can, you know, people walk in with like, you know, the farmers will walk in with their, you know, denim shirts and denim pants and, you know, they're, you know, they're not, they don't look like, you know, they've ever worn a suit in their lives, you know, like kind of people. And
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
You know, at a restaurant, it's just totally different. It's just much more like kind of, I don't want to say upscale because people will sometimes, you know, go to restaurants and they'll wear shorts and t-shirts to these days because everyone dresses like garbage, which is a totally different episode we should talk about.
Yes,
But
we should.
everyone dresses like crap now, everywhere, I think. It's like universal. Maybe Europe, they
Yes.
still dress nice, but
In Mexico, people still wear like clothes out,
okay.
whereas it like you're not gonna wear sweatpants out, I
Yeah, well,
think.
we just wear
But
pajamas now all 24/7 in America. But they're my good pajamas, you know, when I go out.
This is so true. This is definitely another episode because we have so much to say about this.
Yeah,
But
sorry, I'll
yeah.
stop. Well,
No,
yeah, I
you're fine.
digress. Yeah.
You got to save it for the next episode
Yeah,
because I'm
yeah.
excited to hear about this. The way Jack is describing diners right now is like giving me ASMR. Jack, do you know what ASMR is? Yeah,
The like
like a
whispery
tingly burning.
sounds,
It just really paints a picture like Bob Ross, like in the best way. Like, yeah, it's just so Americana. It's like if you are visiting America, you have to go to a diner and just check it out. I think that anyone visiting America will enjoy like the quintessential American cuisine, and you can get like a patty melt or a burger or, you know, flapjacks and
And just picture like a big glass pane, you know, window, like with all these booths with the Formica tables. You know what I mean? Like that's the,
Yes.
you know.
Yes. Jack is really selling this. Like that's exactly what it's like. But I really hope, to our listeners, if you go, you absolutely have to stop in an American diner. It's just like such a quintessential American experience, you know.
I just assumed they existed everywhere, like in the world. You know, I was so kind of American centric, you know, thinking. And then I haven't been to a diner in like 10 years, or since the last time I went to America. So I would
Yeah.
love to go to a diner again. I love them. They're
They
fantastic.
have them in Korea, but they're like really overpriced and they're terrible, obviously, because it's just
Yeah,
American.
it's just
Yeah.
it ha it, you got to go to a real one. Yeah, it can't
Yeah.
it's not like a replica. It doesn't work.
Yeah. You have to go to a real diner for real. And then a restaurant, I guess, is just very, as Jack already had mentioned, it's just so much more. It doesn't necessarily have to be more formal in a way, because as Jack said, people can still dress casually, or sometimes the menu can be more casual, but it's just a different vibe. Like, you can get it, there's more variety of different foods. The server is like is less down to earth. It's more formal. Usually you have a hostess up front who seats you, a waitress. There's like a busboy that goes around collecting the plates.
It's more expensive, and it's more kind of whatever kind of restaurant you're going to, a steak restaurant, or are you going to a Italian restaurant? You know what I mean? Like, it's just it'll be a type of food.
Yeah.
Diner food is a little more varied, I guess.
Casual.
Yeah, more casual.
It's yeah, it's more casual and you get like a subset of just very American staple foods. And again, you're not gonna order a latte or like a I just
You
can't
can
imagine
order
or
a latte,
tacos.
but the guys in the next booth will pick you up and throw you out the front door. You don't
They're gonna
belong here.
throw you through the glass pane
They'll throw
window.
you through the window.
So, anyway, if you find yourself in the worst state in America, Oklahoma, sorry, Oklahoma, then you absolutely have to eat at a diner because you will enjoy it. And be careful about the mosquitoes. Let's do a podcast episode about Oklahoma next time, but those mosquitoes are scary. I've never seen mosquitoes that large in my entire life. And I was horrified when one landed on me. I was screamed. I've never seen a mosquito that big. It was horrifying. Anyway, students, if you like this episode and want to hear more episodes like this, make sure to leave us a comment down below. You can listen to us wherever you listen to your regular podcast. If you have any questions or would like to have us address any specific questions in an episode, we'd love to get your emails at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com. And make sure you join the WeChat group and we can talk to you guys and you can join the conversation. Love to hear from y'all. And we will see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Unlock big savings while adding style and security to your home with Schlage door locks from Menards. High-quality Schlage Wi-Fi compatible entry locks allow you to lock and unlock your home from anywhere with your phone. Get peace of mind and save big money on all door locks at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.